This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Okay, this is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan. Jenny Pua Manuka is here.
Morning.
Wonderful Rod.
Good morning, Jack.
Misha is
here.
And
Simon
also
with extremely
Simon.
Incredible evidence.
Now, if you don't defend your weakest in society, you'll fail to defend anyone a problem. Anyone. Okay, it's freedom, justice, equality for all people, and we need to stop Iowa, which is Waikato Waters. It's becoming a corporate body, and you'll be paying $6,000 a year for the water.
If you're a renter.
Yeah. So we don't really, we want to change that somehow. And Rod's here in the studio, and he's standing for Well Energy Trust, aren't you, Rod?
But a bigger picture is I'm defending under 18-year-olds. They should have a proxy vote in the upcoming all elections so that Jenny has two votes, her son four, and herself.
Why?
Just simply because the Opportunities Party discriminates on under 18-year-olds, so I wanted to challenge their name, the Disopportunity.
You actually say here, I bring a background in science, public policy and law with a focus on accountability and practical results. Priority is simple, protect community ownership. That's brilliant, Roderick.
Well, I had to take a voting paper across the road to the neighbours. Our house, obviously, on the electoral roll. So my paper came in, but another paper came from the person who lived there before. So it was a conflict of interest, and there's a voting paper sitting around. Have you got your Well Energy Trust, Melissa?
It's Misha. And Misha. No?
No, not at the moment.
Simon, have you got yours?
Oh, here, mate. Got your pretty photo here.
Oh, what about Jack? Have you got yours, Jenny?
Yes, I have mine.
That's good.
You shouldn't be at the last of the list, though, mate. You
young. It's alphabetical.
I hope you get in.
You're right down at the bottom. I hope you know.
You bought it the first.
Okay, according to Hart, we don't need to zoom in. We're already independent, and there's no authority with the independent groups. We have to act like we're the Prime Minister and take on the portfolio according to our conscience. This is what you quickened me on to, Rod, which is brilliant.
Yeah, because you've got the three branches of government. The first one is the judiciary, which Simon talks about, but they just interpret the law that's passed in Parliament. Then you've got the Parliament, which is the 120 MPs. They pass the law, which is the law, and then the executive, which follows out the law. Simon?
Yeah, just commenting on that, the normalisation of agreements between sovereign states, big wigs at the top international meetings saying their signatures enforce international law, 13 sovereign nation leaders all in each other's pockets, while the average Joe Blow should be studying his Bible. There's just so much paperwork going on behind the scenes, and laws and international laws being passed behind our back. If we don't know our stuff, we're going to go down like a sinking ship.
MMMM, you know about the Bible. Follow on what Simon was saying.
Yeah, it goes pretty deep,
Misha. Misha's just new here today, so yes. We just have to give her time.
But it's
to
important,
adjust.
Misha, because you're punctual, and I give you that, and we saw you at Vinny's, and I'm so happy that you're here, because these gentlemen and us, we're talking about the upcoming election, but it's about Jenny and yourself. How many children do you have?
Seven.
Excellent. And you'd have a proxy of seven votes plus yourself. So that's why the policy.
Representing the family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Representing the family, Jack.
Now, Labor's policy, cost of living, looking at that, and capital gains tax, that's going to be wonderful. So the rich should pay a lot more tax.
Definitely.
Healthcare, free doctor's visits. That's good.
We have free doctor's visits, you and I.
Yeah.
Why do we need that?
We need that because at the moment the healthcare system is shut down and suffering.
No, if we were to pay, I think the last time I went through TUI Emergency, it was $100.
Yeah, cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then the creation of New Zealand Future Fund, supporting businesses because we need to stimulate the businesses and get the economy going. Affordable housing, education, teaching treaty obligations. Okay, we can't
ignore. I want you to ask me why Melissa is Wong. That's the Opportunities Party. That's why I got mixed up listening to that on the way through.
Yeah.
Misha is over here. If you had to vote today, Misha, are you on the electoral roll, first of all?
That's a good question.
There you go, Jack. That's all we need to know.
Yeah. And then there's workers' rights, environment and transport. My friend here, Simon, gets around by bike. You know, we need to walk. And then Consumer New Zealand petitioning electricity companies are making huge amounts of money with nothing going back to the people.
Well, the field day's on here in Hamilton, Jack, and it turns out that there's a 4x4 electric, you know, there's 4x4 bikes you can pick up for $300 secondhand. The electric one is $60,000, Jack.
And you went out there, did you?
No, it's on today. You can go out and get on the jet boat for $50, and you as an adult can get in for $39.
Yeah. Now this article, Theosophical Society Property Dispute, ends up at Hamilton High Court. Theosonized, unity not fit for purpose, it says here. This is radical stuff, what's going on. We're being asked to vacate the premises and charged for debt. We're being stalked by Auckland people.
Well,
it's terrible.
Someone said, what's a good name for a newsletter? And it was suggested, Theosophical Phobia. And then someone said that translated to the fear of God. Jack, why is it important to have the fear of God in one's life? Simon? Misha?
Well, I've only got a haka that goes with that. I'll do the haka that goes with this. Komati, komati, I slap my own butty.
These are our own opinions, and we get pretty radical at times. Yeah. So when it comes to these organisations, you know, at a top level, and it was interesting that Dale actually spoke up and brought out about Admiralty, Indoc, passports and the fictitious entity, capitals and lowercase, Freemasonry. It's about power, control and money. It's not about the people anymore. And he mentions that it's become the devil's playground.
Well, how far away is Misha away from standing as an independent and preferably one of the Māori seats or one of the general electorate seats? Jack, let's do the diagnosis there. First, you've got to be on the electoral roll.
Yeah. That's right.
Second of all, you've got this beautiful card which introduces yourself. So I thought that was quite good, Jack. And the bit that I liked is MMM is the ID for, and it's got your bank account number. And where do those funds go when someone puts $5 in there and gets a charitable donation?
It pretty much goes back to the people. So I'll use it to either, sometimes I'll make meals and go to the streets helping the homeless. It helps towards the people that I do work with. Able to take them out on the fields.
I came past the Founders Theatre, you know, the one that got knocked down for $60 million, and then they built the new one in Victoria Street, and the fountains and the things there. So there were four guys there. They all had their Steinlager bottles there. What is it, 11 o'clock in the morning? So it's gone from Founders Theatre to foundering at the moment, because by lunchtime they'll be all falling over drunk, Jack. And no, but at least they're making use of the area, but it cost a heck of a lot of money to demolish that building, Jack.
Speaking of knowing the Lord, I'm a progressive coming of Christ believer, that Christ ascends within our own hearts. And I believe in the pneumatic Christ who possesses the attributes of divinity and humanity. So it's not just about the earthly Jesus. It's progressively through the apocalypse knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's vital. And apparently my cousin, the Bishop Michael Geelan, is actually in town, and there's a representative of the Pope here. who's actually giving a talk about liturgy and the Word of God and reading the Bible and this sort of thing from a Catholic perspective. So that's happening tonight at 7 and tomorrow night and Friday night. So I'll be going along one of those nights to find out about that. So we're progressively being conformed to the resurrection body of Christ. So the church age is dead, basically. And really,
well, thank God.
Yeah, well, it's more about the kingdom age.
Yes, those four guys, Jack, are down there. And as I said, I'm not dissing them for having a quiet one in the morning. But like you said, why do you feel it's about the individual and their personal relationship?
Yeah.
Because it is. I mean, it says in the Word to have a personal relationship with God. And that's what we, as believers, should be going out and teaching people.
Yeah.
How to have a personal relationship,
yes,
or have an identity spiritually,
yeah,
what's going on with themselves.
Yeah, that's what it's about, is that personal connection with the Lord. But why is it that pulpits become a huge problem? Because they have this submission idea. And then you got to pay your tithes and you got to honour your leaders and all this sort of thing. But then they take over, and sometimes if you don't go along with what they're preaching or whatever, you get kicked out.
Yeah, it's pretty much a bit of a manipulation, really.
And, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so that's teaching people to identify with Christ instead of with men's perspective, and using the religion to basically profit off people.
But isn't it a juxtaposition, Jack? Michael Geland and then Misha's talking about, and so we've got the Catholic Church meeting and then Misha talking about it as well. And so it's really important that this show represents from the fringes all views. So Misha,
right. I represent all churches because I have to direct people to Christ. And I do go along with Netanyahu prophecy right there concerning Israel. It's in the Word of God. It actually says, on that day I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who lift it shall grievously hurt themselves, and all the nations of the earth will come together against it. So this is fulfilling prophecy that you get the Muslim extremists are attacking Jews and they want to destroy Israel. And so Netanyahu and the Israeli people, as Zionists, and I run the Church of Zion, have a right to defend themselves.
Well, I want to know what Simon and Misha think about the return of Christ. If the Christ's going to come like a thief in the night. You had your bike missing the other day.
Yeah, but it came back, praise God. The return of Jesus Christ, I really reckon that's a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you ain't got it, you're going to go. I really know who I am by reading the Bible.
Yep.
There's a group of people at the end of Revelation 16, and that's where I was heading by the grace of God. I'm not heading there anymore. And don't read it, that means you're going to judge me. So don't read it. You're not allowed to.
Now, Misha,
I want to hear what Misha thinks about the return.
I'm with you on that. I believe it's, again, personal relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
It's not this big palave of Jesus is going to come down and collect all his church the way that we've been taught through churches. I believe, again, it's a spiritual entity, and that's
the Bible.
He's collecting us all.
The Bible says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. So Christ has come, is coming within our hearts, and will come. Those who look forward to just floating up in a cloud somewhere, they've missed the mark altogether, because Christ wants to arise in our hearts now. He wants to be Lord and King of our lives now. And when I look at my Rainbow Ribbons program, I've got the number 9, the Purple Amethyst Benjamin Paul Celestial Men, and we're God men in God's image. And the Lord Jesus Christ possesses all the elements of divinity and humanity. So we've got to go through the Lord Jesus Christ today. When the churches are taking people back to an earthly Jesus, Paul the Apostle said, henceforth we know Christ after the flesh no more. So my ambassador functionary on this one is insightful seers. who are transformed and educate and enlighten, practice intuitive perception, seeing into people's lives, embody a measure of who God is, soaking up God's presence, new creation Benjamites, walk in the overshadowing glory. So this is all going back to the future, bringing in the reign of Christ, arising in the Lord Jesus, and being the transformation, and then people can see that change in and through us.
Jack, there are nine under 18-year-olds in this room. You've got seven, and then you've got Peter, and then you've got your son, so there are nine proxy votes for under 18 amongst you guys in this room.
And Christians should vote. You know what I mean?
Well, Misha educates, what do you tell your children? What do you say? What's your spiritual education of your children? What do you say to them?
I just teach them what I can, you know, through experience. So they've watched my life. They've seen me a drug addict, to alcoholic, to reformed through Christ. And no church was there, sort of. I had an experience. I was on a motorbike, so I've had that personal experience, you know, and the Lord came and sort of lifted my bike up and took my life from there on, and then I learned to be spiritually led.
Because I remember you said down in Vinnie's that the front wheel skidded out, but then the bike came back up again. I'm not doing, it's icy out there, Simon.
I still believe we need each other. There was no shadow of a doubt. I was really, really oppressed, and Pastor saw it, and I'm going through all this absolute garbage with the courts, and he could see this big cloud around me, and I was, and he sort of like came through the cloud, and I could see his face. It was like, you know, the courtrooms are really dark and horrible, oppressive as, and he just looked at me and goes, Simon, you haven't done anything. And it's like the really scary thing with me is right now as we talk, these kids are being educated, they're honourable systems there to help us, and it's so not, man.
Yeah, so parents have to be better parents. Yeah. We have to educate our children, bring them up in the right way, and bring them up in the Lord, in the nurture and the fear of the Lord. Now, The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson, he was not funded by any organisations for that. He did that out of his own pocket. But there's actually a second part of the movie that's going to come out next year, and it's about the Ethiopian Bible, the Book of Enoch and the Book of Jubilees, which is basically about heavenly glory, angels and demons. But it's going to talk about the coming of Christ.
Is that a sequel to Passion of the Christ?
Yes.
But the Book of Enoch happened before the coming of Christ.
Yes.
So it's a prequel.
Yeah, it's about the seven levels of heaven, and it actually goes into angels and demons, and it's more the Catholic Church actually rejected it in the Council of Trent, but I think it's very relevant because I'm an Enochian, and as an Enochian, I get caught up with the Lord. I face north, Zion, Ion, and I ascend with the Lord.
The Book of Enoch was founded with the Dead Sea Scrolls, so it is in canon with the Bible.
Yeah, it is.
But you're right, the Catholic Church does not accept it.
Yeah.
Jack, if we were going to do a movie, you had to go and there was a birth happening, wasn't there? And you asked for two cars and you were denied two cars. And then someone gave you an unwarranted and unregistered motorbike and off you went into the night. Tell us who was getting born that you were heading off to help as a midwife for.
It's my grandson.
Your grandson was being born. And did you get there safely? Did you arrive on time?
I did get there safely.
Okay, Jack, back to you.
Okay, now, families under attack, stand up, fight back. So I joined the Couples for Christ movement. I was on Sunday at the cathedral, and we looked at God's plan for families, and we talked about secularism, relativism, and individualism is replacing the family as the answer. And they were talking about we need to eat together with our families, pray together, interceding for others, loving one another. and we need to be there for our families. So even with my son Peter, I pray for his mum, and I have extended family because I go to a few groups around the place.
Jenny, when are you going to next eat with Tim, Mayor Tim? When was the last time you ate with Mayor Tim?
Oh, I haven't seen Tim in about 2 years.
Is he part of our family? He is.
But I did once last year. I sat through a two-hour council meeting just so I could get a selfie, but I got so bored that I left and I didn't get the selfie.
Yes. Simon, when are you going to see Tim down at Vinny's?
The Honourable. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. Don't really care, actually.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Jack? Because who was down there? Rachel Corrales, elected member. So if she held his hand, then he could have a meal down there, put his dollar in the cup, and we'll see him when, Jack?
I need to meet up with Mayor Tim and express some of our ideas, particularly with the water and with transport and so forth, and the streeties.
He needs to make the number 19 bus go more frequently. It really peeves me off.
Yeah, number 9.
And MMMM, what would you like from the Mayor of Hamilton? He's just been elected. He's a good Christian bloke. Come on.
Yep.
Sounds like I got to meet him.
There you go.
Wash my feet.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. We're going to set that meeting up.
What does Roderick, does Timmy Tim Tim do on a regular basis?
As a chairperson, he takes agenda items and he decides what goes on the agenda.
That's right.
And that's really important.
I like Tim.
Well, yeah. Timmy Tim Tim Tim, if you're listening,
Timmy,
can you please make the number 19 bus to Temple View and Bremworth go more frequently? Thank you.
And the other thing, Tim, for $5, you can send to MMMM, and who will be getting fed under that $5, Melissa? Misha? There you go.
Now, the family is under attack by evil forces today. Pope Francis has said the focus needs to be on inclusion and mosaic and realities of the family. So we need to rise up, future generations, stand up across the land, be filled with love and peace, be God's family healers. So you'd believe in that, wouldn't you? That we need to heal the family.
Yeah, and teach them, you know, pray together, stay together.
And speaking of healing the family, because I went to the cave yesterday at Bishop Gaines village, and we all had a meeting together because we had to say goodbye to Martin. But here's 5 habits affecting the soul. Complaint, when we complain too much. Betrayal, you know, we've all been betrayed. We've heard from the past. I've been betrayed even by my oldest brother in the family. Okay, we need to focus on new ideas. We can't be always talking about the old things that have happened. We need to be up to date. And we need to shine with the joy of the Lord, because some of us are just too negative. And I need to smile. Can we all practice smiling, brothers and sisters?
Though your heart is aching.
You're saying Jesus never complained.
Even though it's breaking.
You whitewashed tombs full of dead men's bones.
Yep. Okay, so you need to stand as an independent candidate out there. Because this is what we're focusing on, isn't it, Rod? Throughout the country, we need how many electorates are there, and how many?
There are 7 Māori seats and 60 electorates, so 67 independents are required for this election.
And don't forget, there's the party vote, so you can still vote for a party, but then you can vote for yourself as an MP.
Yes, it's a two-ticked MMP system. And the most important thing is that we encourage you, Jack, because you're going to be running for 2, the Māori electorate as well as the general electorate.
That's right. I'll be Minister of Māori Affairs, Minister of Social Justice, Minister of Religious Freedom, relating to Christ and everyone. I don't care if they're Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons, them to Christ.
Are you going to get rid of that stupid corporate flag and put the real one up?
It's not stupid, actually, because this is the Westminster system, and St. Patrick's cross is right in the middle. That's the orange movement.
That flag basically means that Queenie Wiki Tauria stuffed you all over. That's what that flag
There's
means.
There's only one person who wears a crown in my life.
But we're going to bring the orange movement through the wonderful Irish people. I met them at Billy Mulligan's the other day, and they were singing, playing harps and so forth, and flutes. And
well, a policy thing that came on the radio for the Opportunities Party, or the non-Opportunities Party, Jack, is that there's a funder, big funder, of both National Party, Labour Party, and also the Opportunities Party. So they're trying to squeeze Winston Peters or New Zealand First out. So this is the... This is what's baked into the cake at the moment. And then they're leaving Greens out, but they're flirting with that. And there was no mention when the Opportunities Party was talking with regards to the Māori Party. So Winston Peters could team up with the Greens and the Independents and the Māori Party and pick the best ministers. Do you want to be Minister of Māori Affairs, Jack?
Yes.
Come on, let's hear a bit more about the Māori Affairs Ministry.
Well, that's the honouring the treaty.
Yes.
Whakaputanga, self-determination, and who they are.
Tinoranga, teratanga.
Yeah, freedom, justice and equality for all people. So Labor's policies are cost of living, capital gains tax, health care, free doctor's visits, creation of New Zealand Future Fund, supporting businesses, affordable housing, education, teaching, treaty obligations, workers' rights, wonderful consumer, New Zealand petitioning electric company.
And a separate justice
system. Thank you
much
for our electricity.
And Misha's marae, which is your, whereabouts is your marae? Where's your iwi, hapu, and what's the whakapapa?
Tainui.
Yes.
Raglan.
Yes.
So I wasn't raised to know much about my iwi and that sort of thing, so I'm still learning.
Kangaroa.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jack. Back to you.
Okay, so let's recognise that perhaps we might have to do private prosecutions when it comes to the Theosophical Society, and we hope this appeal goes our way, don't we?
Yeah, it was interesting.
We're putting everything on the line, including my art exhibition at home.
Yeah, well, I did some paperwork for the High Court looking at the national body in New Zealand and the international body as the second defendant, Jack, because obviously they could be called into the High Court to answer for what's happened to Tim and what's happened in Hamilton.
Yeah, just learning all that at that base too, but it does really need to be pushed, and I'm so appreciative of Rod and the stuff he's educating me with, but it really does need to be pushed at an international level because they really don't care.
Yeah, exactly, Jack. And that's one of the things. Imagine someone from the international. It turned out the Theosophical Society overseas, Jack, has $4 billion. What would you do with $4 billion, Jenny?
Wow.
Oh, $4
billion. Spend it on the people.
I would run away.
Power to the people.
I would run away so far.
What would you do, Misha, if they put that $4 billion into that bank account?
Oh, I think I'd put it back into the people.
Yes, good,
the
need, Misha.
The families that are needing
I like
support
your conscience
that,
and what you're standing for.
Yeah.
And we're also talking about...
I would do it in Epstein, and I would buy a private island and I would farm humans
I
on
would
it.
Buy no trafficking in people, please. Now, the progressive coming of Christ within, we're identifying with the Benjamin Paul celestial man, and Christ has... Within his being as the God-man, both he has the identity of identifying with our humanity and divinity. And that's the post-resurrectional Christ. And we can't just go back to the earthly Jesus. We need the resurrected Christ. We're living in apocalyptic times. And we're looking,
woman.
We're looking forward to this movie that's coming out next year, Ethiopian Bible. The resurrection is not linear. We've got seven levels of heaven here. It talks about the glory of angels and demons. As you know, in your own your own life, whenever you're focused on the Lord Jesus, there's a good angel, but a bad angel will be there to try to tempt you. And
I went
away
to the films the other day, actually. Have you heard of the back rooms?
No, I haven't. And Couples for Christ,
film.
God's plan for the family. Let's all unite together. Do register to vote, people. And
Jack is a banned angel. Is that what you put on a sore when you scratch yourself? A banned angel?
A bad angel. You need a good angel. Look to the Lord of Hosts and to the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, this is From the Fringes for another week. Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.